The Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that the pasuk says that Be'er v'Yibav v'Vayikir Hishavam Rabbi Yochanan Mekenusa Shal Asa Rasha Lamanu Shvachay. From the Kenusa of Achashverosh we learn his shvach, we learn a praise about him. Shal Yehoi Meshamash Mitasu Bayom. He was not Meshamash Mitasu Bayom. He had a certain tznius that he was not Meshamash Mitasu Bayom. And it's difficult to understand what does it mean that Achashverosh HaRasha was shaykh to a mitzvah of tznius. How could it be such a thing by Achashverosh? The Gemara says there was an element of shvach over here, but at the end of the day, how does that fit in with what we know of Achashverosh? We had a similar thing earlier in the Maral and Daf Yud Beis. The Maral learned when the Gemara says that Achashverosh was lavish big day kuhuna, it doesn't mean kipshute that he wore the big day kuhuna, but there is a certain element of l'chavad l'sifaris and the begadim that he wore in his own begadim, that it was a levish of tiferis and of kavod, not a levish of gaiva, was to be mechasa the guf. There is a certain element of tznius in his levish, and again, it needs beer. What does it mean that Achashverosh was shaykh to the mitzvah of tznius? And Emma says this is a beferish Gemara in Brachas about all the parsim. The Gemara says in Daf Chesam Beis in Brachas that it says Tanya Amram Gamil B'Shoshet Dvarim Oyv Anius Parsiim. There's three things in which I love the Parsiim. Machsh of them and Tznuim B'Achilasan Tznuim Beis Akisei V'Tznuim B'Davar Acher. The Parsiim are Tznuim how they eat. They're Tznuim Beis Akisei and they're Tznuim B'Davar Acher and they're Tznuim in Tashmish. So we are saying that the Parsiim had this Mida of Tznius. What is this union of the Mida of Tznius we find by the Parsiim? And Rav Tzadik explains in a couple of the Svarim that this inin of Tznius, of Avada Tznius, has a nekuda of taiv in it, like the Gemara says, there's a certain shvach, but at the end of the day, this is a Tznius which is coming from a davar ra, from a makar of ra, not from a makam of kedusha. It's the hepech of the Tznius of Klai Yisrael. And he said that by the Parsim and by Achashverosh, they viewed the guf Adam as an animal, like a behemoth. It's a guf which is here to be nana, to get hana from this world, or is to fill all the taibas of the guf. And Mimela, they looked at the guf as something which you should be embarrassed of, something you have to hide, because when they thought of the guf, whether it's achila or tashmish or anything else, it was just it was like a machine of taiva, it was a machine of hana, and it's something that they couldn't, they had to hide because they it was embarrassing, Pashut, to have such a thing around. So there was an element of tznius, at least they had the decency to cover it up and not do it out in the open, but that tznius came from the fact that they looked at the guf as something which its whole tachlis was for hana, for taiva, and that's something that is not to be celebrated, and Mimela they hit it. But the tznius of Klai Yisrael is a whole different tznius. It's a tznius of looking at the guf of a davar of kedusha, and davar they respect because of the potential that it has, because of the kedusha that it has. It's not a tznius because we view it as these inyanim, as maisim of a behema, but fakir, these are maisim of kedusha, maisim that have a gvaldika potential, and a gvaldika kedusha, and because of that, because it's so sensitive and so delicate, therefore there's an inyan of tznius to be mechasid. But the tznius in Achashverosh had didn't come from a makam of taiv, of kedusha, it came from a makam of ra. When you view it totally as a maisa of behema, maisa of taiv, of hana, Mimela, he had that inyan of tznius, so there was a little bit of shvach, as Chazal say, but it came from a corruption of understanding the kedusha saguf and the kedusha of what Adam really is.